Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Kuf Tzadik Aleph, mitzvah 191. 191, the Isser of Eshes Av. Yesterday we discussed the Isser of Aim, and today is Eshes Av. They're connected, but they're separate, because somebody could be my mother, even without being my father's wife. That was the case that we spoke about yesterday of Anusas Aviv, if somebody's father rapes a woman, so that could be his mother, but not his father's wife. And there's also the concept of Eshes Av, even not his mother. If one's father has a wife, that's not his mother. His mother had been married previously to the father, but it is not the wife is not the mother. So that's today's Isser related to Eshes Av. So let's read the Isser, and then we'll go back to two points that the Minchas Chinuch mentioned yesterday that I wanted to get back to. Says the first, the Pasuk. Now we're on the next Pasuk in Perek Yudches of Achremos. Yesterday was, again, to read it, Ervas Avicha Vervas Imcha Lo Segale, Imcha Hi, that's the mother. Next Pasuk, Ervas Eshes Avicha Lo Segale, Ervas Avicha Hi, do not reveal the nakedness of your father's wife. That is the nakedness of your father, and therefore it would be an embarrassment to the father to live with the father's wife. Rashi adds, "Larabos la'achar misa." This is even after the father dies; the father's wife is still usher to the child. Again, even if it's not the mother. So says the Sefer Achinuch, Shelo legalos ervas eishas av, v'yaval pi she'ena imo. There's an issur of revealing the erva of the father's wife, even if it's not his mother. Sheneemar, ervas eishas avicha lo segale. Mishar sheha mitzvah. Even, you know what, before we do the shorish of the mitzvah unique to this, let's talk about something that relates to today's and yesterday's mitzvah. And that is, what happens if somebody lives with their mother, who is their father, a regular case where your father's wife is your mother. So what happens if somebody lives with her, Bishogeg? That's a nafkamina. Somebody bemazed that you can only kill a person once. But what about Bishogeg? You didn't know who it was. How many Averis? How many Karbanis? So that's the discussion of the Minchas Chinuch yesterday. Look in the Os Aleph of yesterday's mitzvah, Mitzvah Kuf Tzadik. He says on the fourth line, U'mashakasav harava machaber shechayiv shtayim, that which the Chinuch had mentioned, that if somebody lives with their mother, who is their father's wife also, that you give two Averis, Hainu, that's only im haben nolad la'achar shehaisa eishes ha'av. That's only if the son is born after the mother is already eishes ha'av. Meaning, the second a child is born, so he's usher to his mother and his father's wife at the same exact moment. So both Yisroel kick in at the same time, the second he's born. That's a case where he can be chayiv too. What is the, let's finish the sentence. The kishenolad ha-ben chalu shnei yisurim ke'echad. With the second that the son is born, both yisurim are chal at the same time. Aval im nolad ben me'anu saso. But let's say, says the chinuch, let's say, first the father has the son out of wedlock. The father rapes a woman and now the child is born. So now he's usher to this woman because of being his mother. Not because of Eishes Av, because she's not Eishes Av. Let's say then she marries his father. Then says the chinuch, the minchas chinuch lichora, that iser would not be chal. Aval im nolad ben me'anusaso lacha shehigdil haben nasa aviv lichora ein iser eishes av chal al iser ima. Why? This is the principle of ein iser chal al iser. If you want a summary of this, the Rambam has a beautiful summary in Pirush and Mishnayos of Maseches Krisus. The Rambam says in Perek Gimel Mishnah Yud in Maseches Krisus, there is a principle called ein iser chal al iser. When something is already usser to me, so then it can't be more usser. It's already usser. So what, are you going to make it more usser? Ain't isser chalal isser. Discussion in the Achronim, does that mean it's totally not chal, or just there's no punishment, but it is chal on some conceptual level? It's a good question, but that's not for now. But that's ain't isser chalal isser. But the Rambam lists off, there are three exceptions to the rule. There are three cases where isser is chalal isser. One of them is what the Minchas Chinuch alludes to right here. That is isser bas achas. If two isserim are chal at the same moment, so why should you choose one over the other? So therefore you say isser chalal isser in that case. And that's why in the normal case, let's say the second that a child is born, the isser to a mother who's married to the father, so the isser of imo, yesterday's mitzvah, and the isser of eishes av, today's mitzvah, happen at the same moment. The second the child is born, he's usher to this woman because of both averus. So why should he choose one over the other? That's basachas, and everybody agrees that they both would be chal. That's isser basachas. That's one exception to the rule of isser chalal isser. The other two exceptions are called isser mosif and isser kolel. Those are the two other exceptions. So there is a machlokos rishonim, what exactly these mean. Most of the time, I should say most, in many of the times, the machlokos is just how to categorize, which is beautiful lamdis, but lamaisa, most of the time, much of the time, the rishonim agree. But just one definition of mosif and kolel means this: if the second isser is more inclusive, So then the second Isser can be Chal, even if it is Isser Chal al Isser. Let's see some of the examples that he gives. He says, Hamashal, Im Haya Basar Nevela O Basar Behema Temeya O Chal Asher Esvashal B'Chalav O Yachal Isser Basar B'Chalav O Isser Nevela. If I take a piece of treif meat and I cook it in milk, it's not Asar Basar B'Chalav because it's already Asar because it's treif. So just because I cooked it with milk doesn't make it more Asar. If I eat that piece of meat, I'm not over two Averas, I get one Avera. And that is the Isser of Nevela. But let's say the following case. Right, let's say something was usher to me, but now it becomes, let's say a woman was usher to me, and then now, if she does something, she becomes usher to more individuals. Let's say she's my mother-in-law. Let's say I have a mother-in-law that's not married anymore. Somebody's father-in-law died, so it's the mother-in-law. She's usher to me because of my mother-in-law. But now she gets married. So that's Isser of Eishes Ish. So says the halacha, she's usher to me also because of Eishes Ish now. Because it's kolel. Now she is usher to more people. She's more included in Isser to more people. Before, she wasn't everybody's mother-in-law, just my mother-in-law. And now she's included in more people. It's Isser Kolel. Since the Isser is created for other people, it's created for me too. Isser Kolel. That is another exception. So you have Isser Basachas, Isser Kolel, and the other exception is Isser Mosif. If something becomes more Usser to me than it was, it used to be only Usser Ba'achila, and now it becomes Usser Ba'hana, or it used to be just a Lav, and now it becomes Kares. Isser Mosif, it's deeper, it's more Usser to me, the part reflected by the Isser. So those are the three exceptions to the rule. Isser Basachas, Isser Kol, Isser Mosif, says the Rambam, know these rules. Uzachar kolam elu v'simam negre necha, but know these rules because they could be confusing. That is the Rambam, but that's what the Minchas Chinuch here is talking about. Yesterday's and today's mitzvah only works if they're Chal Basachas. L'chora, if the child is born first to the father's rape victim, so then that would be a case of the mother's usser, because of mother, but not because of Eishes Av. And then the father gets married, there's no Isser of Eishes Av, lich ora. But then the Minchas Chinuch says, maybe not, based on what we just said. Let's keep reading now. Achim yesh banim la'av me'isha acheres? What if there are children to the father from a different woman? Havi le Isser Mosif. But one second, then there's an Isser Mosif here. Why? The nitosav alav Isser mishar banim achmas Eishes Av, nosav gam alav. But maybe since the Isser of Eishes Av is Chal on the other sons, so then maybe it's Chal on him too. It's an Isser Mosif, even though this is what we called Kolel before. V'yafilu ein lo banim, mikalachan nitozav al shar kol v'shal aviv, the other relatives. And he goes through that. This is what you have to talk about when you talk about yesterday's and today's mitzvah. You see the last two words? V'hasugya amuka. This is a deep sugya, and it's something to talk about. But that's number one that I wanted to mention from yesterday, related to Isser Chal al Isser. He then has a fascinating question. If you skip to Oz Vav for a minute, he says, does the principle of Isser Chal al Isser apply to non-Jews? Ein Isser Chal al Isser. Oz Vav, in yesterday's mitzvah, again, Kuf Tzadik. Ani mesupak. In beben Noach, shayach gamkein, ein Isser Chal al Isser. Do we say ein Isser Chal al Isser when it comes to non-Jews? He says, v'nireh, skipping down to the last five lines of the Os, v'nireh de'ein chilek bazel ben Yisrael. He says, I think that there's no difference. The principle of Ein Isser Chal al Isser applies to non-Jews as well. Why? What's the source for Ein Isser Chal al Isser? The Minchas Chinuch holds, it's logic. It's a svara. If it's already usser, I can be more usser. So that svara should apply to non-Jews too. If it's based on a pasuk, so then you can say, oh, the pasuk only applies to Jews and not to non-Jews. But if it's based on a svara, why should there be a difference? That's what he says. There is no source in Shas for the principle of Ein Isser Chal al Isser. So the Minchas Chinuch assumes it's a svara. So Kiva de Moshe Rabbi Yomedu, Ein Chal Olav Od Isser. Same Cain. So he says, must be by Ben Noach too, Ein Isser Chal al Isser. Unless it's Mosif or Kolel or Basachas. That's what he says. But if you look in the footnotes here, he points out that it is not so clear. Tosfos in Sanhedrin says that it is a Pasuk. If you look in the Russian Nazir, he says it is a Pasuk. But there are other Rishonim that say it's a Svara as well. If you look at the Tosfos Yisharim in Yavamis, Daf Yud Gimel, he says it's a Svara. So Machlokas, but either way, he says if it's a Svara, it should apply to non-Jews as well. That is point number one I wanted to mention that relates to yesterday and today's mitzvah. The other point that relates to all of these Averis is an amazing Chiddush that the Minchas Chinuch says I didn't see anywhere until much, much later in my life. I saw it, Peshem the Chassam Sofer, but I didn't see it anywhere earlier. And that is an Os Ches yesterday's Minchas Chinuch. Nira l'fiyani es daiti be'ezras Hashem yizbarach borer. So you know that's a big introduction. Top of the line. There's a big difference between all of these Isurim, between Jew and non-Jew. The Sefer Achinuch, by every one of these Arayas, he says this applies to Bnei Noach and this doesn't apply to Bnei Noach. Right, yesterday he said it applies, the mother, but there's a difference with the Shnios. But, says the Minchas Chinuch, there's another major difference, and that is, we know, based on the Teshuvas HaRash and other sources, there is an age minimum for Jews to violate these arayos. Right? Age minimum, 13 and 12. 13 for a boy and 12 for a girl. Where do those shiurim come from? So, some say it's Halacha Moshe Misinai, like all shiurim. Some say it's based on the fact that when Parshas Vayishlach, when Shimon and Levi kill out Shechem, they're called Ish, there, and if you do the math, they were 13 years old there. That's the other source, that 13 years old is the age of Bagrus for a boy. And we know a girl is a little bit earlier because they say Chava Eish on the Eish Hadas first. So that's why she gets mature a little earlier, besides the fact that it's natural. But anyway, says the Minchas Chinuch, all of those Shiurim, who says they apply to non-Jews? Maybe they only apply to Jews. And therefore, says the Minchas Chinuch on the sixth skinny line, the Hashiurim li Yisrael nemru v'lo l'bnei Noach. Shiurim are said to Jews, not to non-Jews. Im kein kanami. Here too. Im katan ben Noach ba'al imo o al shar arayos v'yapachos v'venteisha o shibchusami v'asholosh v'kamakom neherogin in echan mehem gadol. V'lab davka gadol b'shlosh esrei. V'gamzeh alachom o shmisinai. V'lo shayach v'ben Noach. Rakim hu bardas. You know what you go by Bnei Noach? You don't go by 13 and 12. Why should you? That's a Jewish concept. You go by whether we assume that they're Bnei Das. Whether they know what they're doing. And they have Das. Sometimes that could be even earlier than 12 or 13. Sometimes not. But if we could assume, if we have a Sanhedrin, and they determine that this child is a Ben Das, he will be held accountable for his actions, because who says you have to wait till 12 and 13? That's a Jewish concept, you have to wait till 12 and 13, but lav, not a non-Jewish. And therefore he says, let's skip a few lines, ulefize afilu katan pachos viben teisha, even if you have a boy that's less than 9, ubal agdola, imakatan ein bodas, mikol makam, hine reges, lokamo yisrael, tapachos viben teisha, and biyaso biyaklau, v'chulu, and he continues with this tremendous chiddush. He says at the end, I found the Chassam Sofer about it, and at the end, the end of the mitzvah, skipping all the way down to the end, he says, Dvarai bez Hashem gamli yin arayis, v'yusadim al adnei paz, right, there's basis for this. And he's very proud, and he feels very strongly about this chiddush. One might say his chiddush, but still limit it. He says that not only it applies to ketanim, but it even applies to less than 9 and less than 3. Less than 9 by a boy, less than 3 by a girl. There you already might limit it, because that might be a din in a maisabia. A maisabia might need an older child. Fine, in terms of das and culpability, you might say less than 13 and less than 12. But there are many sources in Shas that talk about a maisabia. It's not called a maisabia, less than 9 and less than 3. Nothing to do with it, it's just physically. Not just in terms of intellectually and mentally. So again, but that's his chiddush. And again, this is a chiddush that he would say throughout the parsha of Arayas. Okay, so those are ideas that have to do with all the Arayas. Now we get back to specifically today's. So this is today's Isser mitzvah, is the Isser of Eishes Av. Even though it's not a mother. We already spoke about it, if it's a mother. Right? Ein Isser Chalal Isser. Misharshia Mitzvah. Now, second paragraph. What's the shorish behind this mitzvah? Mashik Asav Nabin Yina Krovos. See first what I said yesterday regarding Krovos. And that is the relatives, the ideas we had. Why are relatives Asser? Wouldn't you think they should be Mutter? I know them well. I know they have great Yichus. But still, we mentioned all the ideas yesterday. Why they're Asser. Va'od Yishlanu Lomar. But let me say another idea. To remind us, this would be such an embarrassment to the father. Eishes Aviv, to live with your father's wife? Can you do that to your father? So part of this specific arayas is a lack of kibud av. If you remember the famous words of the Sefer Achinuch in Mitzvah Lamed Gimel, back in the mitzvah of kibud av aim, that's where he says kibud av aim at root is Hakaras HaTov. Hakaras HaTov, once we make it our midah, that we're people of Hakaras HaTov, that will lead to Hakaras HaTov of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Chinuch there, Sheroi lo la'adam sheyakir v'yigmol chesed l'mi sha'asi imo tova. It's appropriate for me to be gomel chesed to someone who did me a tova. And what's the most basic tova? Bringing me into the world. That's it. V'lo yeh naval u'misnaker v'kafui tova, and not to be a denier of goodness. Shezu mida ra'a u'me'usa b'tachlis lefnei Elokim anashim. This is the ultimate bad mita, to be kafui tova. Right, and that's why we're called Yehudim, many Mefarshim point out. Because Yehuda was moda. Right, Leah called him Yehuda because he was moda. And that's why nations that don't have this mita are rejected by us. Ammon and Moab. Why can't we marry them? So Chazal tell us, because they should have had a karas hatov for us. Avram saved Lot, and yet they came out and they rejected us. V'sheiten alibo ki ha'avo ha'emein sibas ha'yosu ba'olam. The Chinuch says your parents are why you're in the world, and therefore you have to give them all the great tov. And once you do that, Hakaras tov to parents will lead to Hakaras tov of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Mentioned it in a different context. I once gave a shiur on Kibbutz Avaim. It's a beautiful thought from Rav Dessler in Mechta Melio Chelik Hay, page 421, in the fifth volume of Mechta Melio that they added on a couple of years ago. Says Rav Dessler, if you think about it, why did Hashem, it goes along the same lines as the Chinuch, but it's another way to say it. Why did Hashem create parents? Why doesn't He create everybody like Adam? Hashem could create everybody. He could create a world like that. Even if people were going to die, why did He create the parent-child model? Says the Rav Dessler, it's to give us a model of someone who gives their entire being for another, so that we have some type of concept of what it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to us, as Avinu Malkeinu. If there wouldn't be a parent-child model, then we would have no asaga how to understand what does it mean that Hashem gives everything to us. Where do you ever have such a concept, such a relationship, that one gives their whole being to the other? That's why we have parent-child relationship, to show us this kind of relationship, for us to realize that there is something even greater, and that is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us. Ki lo haya la shum mavo la hasig ulahavin es tovas habore lulei shahayin arom es chasi ahorim libneyem luloze haya ha'adam chosh shehu atzmo amakar lakala shalo. The person's born and they get everything, they don't have any parents, so they wouldn't realize this. That's the godless of the mitzvah of Kibbutz Avaim. And that's related to this Isser too. The message of the Isser of Eishes Av, even if she's not my mother, is because it's a bizayin of the father. Midini ha-mitzvah. What are some of the halachas of the mitzvah? Mashomer zecharim lavracha, she'eishes av v'sermen ha-torah, beimin ha-erison, beimin ha-kiddushin. It doesn't matter if my father was fully married to this woman, or only a kiddushin. Only had the first stage of a Jewish marriage. Beimin ha-nisuin, bein b'chai aviv v'afilu girsha. Even if somebody's father divorces the wife, And it's not the mother, still, that woman is always usser. Eishes Av is always usser no matter what. Ben Achamosa, whether the father dies, whether the father divorces. Good. And then the Chinuch add, and there are a couple of shniyos that Chazal added on. V'chein mash asu l'geder iser ze Eishes Avim Aviv. My father's wife. My grandfather's wife. Even if she's not my grandmother. Right, so that's aser shnios, because it's a gzeira bishom, my father's wife, or my great-grandfather's wife, or it goes all the way up until Yaakov Avinu. The Chinuch does mention, though, that on the there is one shnia from the mother's side. Next paragraph, v'asru gamkin legether is a eishes avi'imo, my mother's father's wife. That's aser, but we don't go up further in generations. Why? Because the whole side of maternity is not the same level of yichus in halacha, and therefore they weren't as machmer, and they only said one generation. One generation they said, but not more than that. Okay, that's the chinuch. Continuing, finishing up. V'zos min ha'arayish, and it's tabu alei kol b'nei olam b'chlal. And this is, again, one of the arayis that the whole world, even non-Jews, are included. This is one of the, this goes in Gili Arayis. Just like yesterday's mother goes in Gili Arayis, so too Eishes Av. Aval yesh chilek ben Yisrael l'shara umos. But there's a difference. What's the difference? And here he alludes to something very crucial. She b'shara umos ein nikres Eishes Aviv elaydei bi'ila. How do you get married? How do non-Jews get married? How does halacha look at non-Jews' marriage? There's something called kiddushin. It's bia. What is Eishes Av? If my father goes over to a woman, if I'm a non-Jew, and my father goes over to a woman and says, you are sanctified to me because God said we should be married, but they never live together, they're not married. Only a Maisa Bia creates marriage for non-Jews. Ubi Yisrael afilu b'kiddushin. By Yisrael, it's even if they're just married. So that's an important Eishes Av. Difference between Jew and non-Jew, right? There's no kiddushin for a non-Jew. The Rambam talks about this beautifully in the beginning of Hilchas Ishus. The Rambam says, "Kodem Ma'an Torah." Before the Torah was given, Haya Adam Pogei Isha Bashuk. Man met a woman in the marketplace. Imratza huvihi lisa osa. If they want to get married, machnisa latoch beso. Bala beino leveinatz. Mavatiel alisha. They start living together, and that's it. That's marriage. Kivan she nitna Torah nitzava Yisrael. But since the Torah was given, so that we say, if a man wants to marry a woman, you have to create a context first. Yikna osa tchila befnei edim v'yachar kach tielo leisha. Shnemar ki yikach ish isha uva eleha. So the Rambam says, though, before Matan Torah, which is what it is for non-Jews today as well, is just a ma'aseh biyah. That's how it is. That's how they create ishas. Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, the Rav's father, said maybe that's even the remez and the answer to the question that some Rishonim ask. The end of the bracha of Erison, we say under the chuppah, v'sivan el arayos v'asalam zarusos, v'itulano asarusonu adei chuppah v'kidushin, bracha d'Hashem, mekadesh amal Yisrael adei chuppah v'kidushin. Why do we, shouldn't it be kidushin v'chuppah? Kidushin comes first. Kidushin is the... That's Kenyan, first stage, and Chuppah, that's the second stage. That's Nisuin, that's Bia, that's according to some. So isn't it out of order? The Ritva asked this question, Supastav Zion. It is out of order. So Moses Soloveitchik says maybe because it's going in chronological order. What came first? Before Matan Torah, there was no Kiddushin, it was just Chuppah, it was just living together. So that's why it says, Ayidei Chuppah v'Kiddushin is going chronological order, how it was. So Chuppah, it was always like that, and that's what non-Jews still have, and that's what the Chinuch says right here. What's marriage? From our standpoint, from a non-Jew standpoint, only if his father was married, lived with his mother, this woman, but if he didn't live with her, just like Kiddushin, that concept does not exist when it comes to non-Jews. V'chem binyin shniyas, also shniyas does not apply to non-Jews as well. V'noegis ezeh b'chol makom v'chol zman. Again, this Isra applies always. If somebody lives with their father's wife, b'mezid, chayef kares, or skila, b'shogeg, one has to bring a carbon. Fine. We'll stop here, but Hashem, there is one more. You know what, let's just squeeze it in right now. There is another interesting question, and that is in Os Hey. In Os Hey, we know there's a concept that if somebody lives with an Isser Kares, somebody tries to marry their sister, doesn't work. Kiddushin Aron Tofsin. Somebody tries to marry their mother, it doesn't work. Not only is it awesome, but it doesn't work. Does that concept of Tfisas Kiddushin, lack thereof, apply to non-Jews? That's what the Minchas Chinuch discusses in Os Hey. Does that concept apply? Because you might say that no, the whole concept of a lack of Tfisas Kiddushin is Makoros. There are sources that teach me if I try to marry my sister, it doesn't work. There are no sources like by non-Jews. So maybe if a non-Jew lives with his mother, it's Usur, but maybe it works. Maybe there's Tfisas Kiddushin, just like if a Kohen tries to marry a Grusha. They're married even though it's Usur. So too, maybe by non-Jews too. Maybe we'll read that Minchas Chinuch inside tomorrow, but that's an Os Hey right here. Okay, we'll stop here. Meshachem, we will continue next time with the Isser of Sister.